Greetings and welcome back to Vayikra, a special podcast project in which we are taking a small glimpse at pieces of the Parashot in Sefer Vayikra over the course of these few weeks. Over the course of the last few podcasts, we have examined the Korban Olah, specifically that delineated in Perek Aleph of Vayikra. As I pointed out, the introductory line, Adam ki akriv mikem, only introduces the behema, which is the bakar and son, does not mention the bird. In the previous podcast, I threw out a theory, I think we could play with it, and if anybody has suggestions, I'm very interested in hearing what they are, what the role of birds, who would have birds in the ancient world. But all of that aside, when we open up Perek Bet, we see a very new phenomenon. As opposed to Adam, who is the subject, who is going to be offering the Olah in Perek Aleph, Perek Bet begins, V'nefesh ki takriv. And this is a new parasha also in the Masoretic Parashot, Nefesh ki takriv. And it, again using the verb to bring close, and it calls it a korban, the word mincha, which simply means tribute. Now, why would this particular offering be called a mincha as opposed to the earlier ones that are not called that? Although different korbanot, including animal korbanot, and from time to time are called mincha, but in the formal presentation, only the grain offering is called a mincha at this point. Why is that the case? Also, why is the case that it's introduced with the word nefesh? And the third thing is that this particular offering does not have the same consequence or the same end as all of those listed in Perek Aleph, even though, as I pointed out in the first podcast, from the perspective of the donor, it's all the same. Meaning, I bring an ox, the ox all goes to God. I bring a lamb, the lamb all goes to God. I bring a bird, the bird all goes to God. The fact that some of that bird, the gullet, gets thrown off the side, not my business. And here, I bring a grain offering, the grain all goes to God. The fact that God gives most of it to the Kohanim, again, not my business. From my perspective, I've given it all up. So why it indeed is it the case that here only a small bit of it goes on the Mizbeach and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim? So let's take a look. Nefesh ki takriv korban mincha ladunai, solet ye korbano, viatzak aleh Hashem natan aleh levona. Now, we already know when we start this pasuk that we're going to be dealing with a grain offering. But the pasuk doesn't tell us that. Let's look very carefully at how the pasuk unfolds. If a nefesh, we'll go back to that term, wants to offer wants to come close with a coming nigh of an offering or tribute to Hashem, then how does that person do it? With solet, fine flour, and you put shemen and levona on it. As we're familiar with from Menachot. And then, v'hevi'ah, he will bring it, el b'nei Aaron kohanim, which is going to be happening with the Olot and Perek Aleph also, v'kamatz misham misham lo kum tso. The Kohen will take a kometz, a few fingers together, misolta umishamna al kol levonata. So he'll take from the solet and the shemen. V'ktira kohenet az karata mizbecha. The Kohen will burn a memorial of this, meaning a representative or the kometz of this. Yishereach nechoach ladunai. And that azkara is called a fine fire to Hashem. A sweet fire. V'hanoteret min ha-mincha. What happens to the rest of the mincha? Li'aharon u'levanav. Kodesh kodoshim me'ishe Adonai. Meaning, it's given to God, and God then grants it to the Kohanim as Kodesh kodoshim. Okay. And then, in the next three psukim, we're given a different kind of a mincha, ma'afei tanur. And then, the next couple of psukim give us the minchat marcheshet, which is done in a different way. And then in pasuk yod aleph, we're given a general rule that there is no chametz, no dvash brought on the mizbeach as a korban. And then we're given another rule in Perek Yod Gimel, which is that every mincha has to be salted, and there must be always be salt on the mizbeach. And then the last three psukim, we're told about a particular minchat bikurim, which is going to be the first offer. It sounds like it turns out to be the Korban HaOmer, which is the first offering of the barley that happens at the beginning of the season. Okay. So we'll focus our attention on the beginning of this parasha, because again, it repeats with variations through most of these parashot. Why a nefesh? So let's think about what we saw in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, we saw an Adam. So if we translate Adam as a person or a man, it's one thing. I'd like to suggest that we translate Adam as a landowner, a head of a clan, somebody who has got some gravitas, somebody who has got an estate. And again, if that estate is a farming estate, then the natural thing that he's going to offer is an ox. Not because he's wealthy and he buys it, but because an ox is part of his life. If he's a shepherd, a rancher, then he's going to bring goats or sheep, which are part of what his life is. Again, the birds is unclear. Nefesh means a person. So if a person wants to come close, meaning not a landowner, not somebody who's involved in all of this enterprise, but just a person wants to come close. And he wants to come close. Now we're told that his coming close is going to be a mincha, a tribute. Mincha is the word that was used back in the first Korban in history in the context of Kayin. And this person is going to do exactly what Kayin did, which is to offer food. Kayin brought me Pri HaAdama, and you're going to bring solit, you're going to bring flour. So why is this one acceptable if Kayin's wasn't acceptable? Because what Kayin was doing, again, was feeding the gods. In other words, the pagan model of a korban. Bringing food to the gods because that's what I produced and that'll make the gods happy. Here, it's somebody who wants to come close. This person has no vehicle through which to come close because the person himself as a human, cannot bring himself close. That we've already seen has been negated. Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. The person who is brought closest to being a human korban, it has then a substitute commanded, which is, of course, Akedat Yitzchak. And so therefore, what does he bring? He brings that which is vital to him. What's vital to him? His essential food. Not that he's offering up food to the gods, but rather that he's giving of what's most vital to him, which is his bread. So nefesh ki takriv korban mincha. An Adam doesn't bring a mincha. An Adam brings a korban. An Adam brings himself close through that behemah that he works with. A nefesh that doesn't have such a vehicle brings a mincha, a tribute. What's the tribute? The tribute is fine flour with oil and frankincense. The flour and the oil are essential staples. Make bread. The frankincense is the special piece that makes it something that's going to go Lashem. The special touch. And what does he do with it? He brings it to Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, but it's not going to go to them. It's going to go to God, as we see. And what does the Kohen do? The Kohen takes a small piece, a representative, and puts it at as an azkara. We don't have that word with the other korbanot. As an azkara, meaning it's a memorial of this mincha. A memorial of this mincha is going to God. Why not put the whole thing on the mizbeach? Because we're trying to negate that approach that says we're feeding God. And so when it's coming as food, we don't want to put it all on the mizbeach. So we put a little representative on the mizbeach to represent that this person brought an offering, and then God gives that to the Kohanim. And the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim, but it's Kodesh Kodeshim. Meaning this is something that really was given to God. This is something that this individual, maybe a poor individual, maybe an individual with no sustenance, maybe an individual with no land, but this individual wanted to come close to God. He did it by bringing some of his most essential thing, which is his food. But the food does not go on the Mizbeach. Again, to counteract the approach that's emblematic of Kayin and really typifies pagan offerings. And instead, what goes on is an Azkara, and the rest of it is Kodesh Kodeshim, that is then eaten by the Kohanim. This Korban, unlike the Olah, because the Olah in Perek Aleph is never commanded, and no point in that Perek to say, yeah, and do one like this on some other occasion. It's always Nidavah, it's always voluntary. Here, at the end of our Perek, we are told, yes, you actually are going to bring a korban like this, korban reshit, and so this becomes a stepping stone into at least a quasi-commanded korban. Of course, we'll see more about that later on in the parasha. For our last podcast, we will explore some of the nuances of the korban shlamim, which occupies Perek Gimel. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.